This is today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to our online Kingdom Gathering Church. This is your host, Apostle Minetta Hare. We are excited to be back with you on this glorious day. I encourage you, beloved, to grab your Bible. Grab something to write with as we continue our series today, Biblical Principles of Prosperity and Wealth, the Power of the Blessing. The Power of the Blessings. We have shared with you over the last 2 weeks on the Power of the Blessing as we have looked at wealth and prosperity from a biblical perspective. I encourage you, if this is your first time listening in, that you would go back to our podcast that's available 24/7 and listen in, download, that there will be a word in regards to prosperity, wealth, and generosity. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, extreme generosity. Extreme generosity. When we think about wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity, we know it all comes from God. And so we want to be cheerful givers. We want to be able to share the blessings that God has bestowed upon our lives, that we are called to be blessed and to be a blessing. There are several foundational scriptures that we have shared with you over the last several weeks that we want you to go back in and study and meditate on them, looking at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 13, talking about those blessings. Then in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 22, talking about the blessings of the Lord will make you rich without toiling, without sorrow. The blessings of the Lord will make you wealthy without toiling, without sorrow. So we want you to go back in and read also out of Psalms 35, verse 27, and looking at that God takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And so we want you to gather and be a part of what God is doing as we continue to share on these biblical principles of wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. And so today, beloved, we want to look at generosity, extreme, radical generosity. When we look at the Word of God pertaining to generosity, that we would be givers. I shared about the law of giving, the law of exchange, that you want to tap into what God is speaking to us during this time and season. We just celebrated about 4 days ago. We celebrated Thanksgiving, the day of Thanksgiving, the national day that we celebrate here in the United States, but also in other countries around the world. So when we think about Thanksgiving, the many blessings that have come upon our lives, that we want to know every day is a day of blessings, that we have prayers of blessings, thanking God, prayers of thanksgiving. And so I want us to look at a couple of passages of scriptures today, looking at Luke chapter 21, verse 1 through 3. Also, we want to look today at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. Great. And also 2 Corinthians verse 8, verse 2 and 3 and 4. So we're going to look at those particular passages of Scripture pertaining to extreme generosity. Extreme generosity. When you think, beloved, are you generous? Are you generous in your giving, in your sharing, in your caring? Extreme generosity. So, in the book of Luke, I'm looking that up and reading it for you. When we look at Luke chapter 21, we want you to know that what Jesus is speaking to us, according to us, who gave the most? Who gave the most? Starting at verse 1, and he looked up, talking about Jesus, and he saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasure. And he also saw a certain poor widow casting in hither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than they all. That's the word of God for the people of God, in Jesus' name, amen. When we look at that passage of Scripture, of what Jesus is speaking to us through the Scripture this morning, I want to read out of the New Living Translation also. And it says, while Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. So the gift, their finances, their money, their treasure. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 coins. I tell you the truth, Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them. And so when we look at this, and thinking in terms of being extremely generous or being a radical giver, verse 4 said, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. And some of his disciples began talking about the majestic stonework of the temple and the memorial decorations on the wall. But Jesus said, the time is coming when all these things will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another. Teacher, they asked, when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to take place? And he replied, Don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and say, the time has come, but they don't believe me. And when you heard of wars and instructions, don't panic. Yes, these things must take place first, but the end won't follow immediately. Then he added, nations will go into war against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. That's the word of God. So when we look at this, beloved, Jesus opens. He's in the temple. People are coming and bringing gifts. They're bringing their offerings. They're bringing treasures. But we witness in this passage of Scripture in 21, verse 1 through 3, that Jesus said the widow gave the most, because she gave her of her all. So she was an extreme giver. Amen. And so I want us to look even, beloved, what Apostle Paul is saying to us in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, I will read for your hearing as well. that, again, looking at giving, are you an extreme giver? Are you an extreme giver in what God has entrusted to you? Think about that, beloved. Your level of giving, your commitment in giving. And so we see Paul, he brags about the generosity of the Macedonian believers. And let us look at verse 2 through 4. 2 through 4. What is he saying to us about the Macedonian? And it says, for your hearing, they are being tested by many troubles, and they are very poor, but they are also filled with abundant joy, which has overflowed in rich generosity. For I have testified that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more, and they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. So we see here Paul is describing their situation is that they were poor. These were poor believers, but they had a heart to share, a heart to give, that they were filled with abundant joy and which overflowed in rich generosity. So we see here the Macedonian formula for generosity was severe trials plus extreme poverty plus overflowing joy equal rich generosity. Think about that. You may not have as much as the next person, but be like the Macedonian believers, that they were extreme in their giving. And how much did they give? According to this verse, they gave not only what they could afford, but far more, and they did it of their free will. That's right, of their free will. And so when we think about what Paul was saying, that Paul had to pressure them into in their giving, no. No. What was their attitude toward giving? And that's what verse 4, he said, they begged us again and again for the privilege, for the honor of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. Just think about that, beloved, that you would have a generous heart to share in your finances. See, some people spend all they have and all they can afford. They spend all they can afford to spend. And see, when we look at these particular type of people, they're always broke. Some people spend less than they're able to spend, and these people are saving. Then there is a special category of people who spend more than they have, and this is called debt. So when we look at these principles and you apply it to giving, This principle looks like this. Some people give less than they're able to give, and they're robbing God. Others give what they're able, and this is called obedience. And still others sacrificially give beyond their abilities. And these extreme givers are called heroes of faith. That's right, beloved. As I shared with you, that Paul had to pressure the Macedonians to give in the offering? No. They had an attitude and for gratitude, and they thought it was an honor and a privilege to give, to share in their gifts with those believers in Jerusalem who might have been suffering, who had lack. And so as we can continue looking at these biblical principles of giving, these biblical principles of prosperity, the biblical principles of wealth and riches and abundance, is that we are blessed to be a blessing. As Luke says in 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Press down that you will pour out as others pour into your bosom. Oh, beloved, it is a glorious time in this day and in this season as we look at these biblical principles of wealth and prosperity, that the blessing of the Lord maketh thee wealthy, maketh you rich without toiling and without sorrow, as we continue to put God first in all that we do, putting him first in his kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things would be added unto us. And so, beloved, I pray this day, as we come to a close, may the blessings of the Lord make you wealthy without toiling and without sorrow, and that the Lord God takes great delight in the prosperity of his servant, that as we pray, we cry out to the Lord, according to Psalms 118 and 25, Lord God, I beseech you this day that you send prosperity now into our lives, into our families, into our churches, into our communities, into every aspect that we be able to advance the kingdom of God, that you bless our businesses, that you have given us power and ability to create wealth in the establishment of your covenant, which you swore with our forefathers. So we bless you this morning, O God. We thank you this morning, O God, as we walk with you in every aspect of our lives, that the blessings of God would shower down upon us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, we thank God that you were able to join with us this morning. Let us continue to pray throughout this day for the biblical principles of God's wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity would be upon us without toiling and without sorrow, that great increase would come to our lives and to our household, that the blessing of Obed-Edom would saturate on everything in our lives, our families, our relationships, our business, our ministries. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We look forward to you being back with us next week here on our live broadcast, the Kingdom Online Gathering. We pray blessings for those throughout the nations and the nations of the world. Continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Continue to seek his face and all that he has for you, that the blessings of Deuteronomy 8:28 will be upon you as you're going in and you're coming out, that the blessings of the Lord will be yours. That is my prayer. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless you.